for a few reasons. We have a couple chiefs here. We like to give them priority so they can get back to work. And then we'll be also calling some non-appearing parties. I think we have a few of those. So we'll start with case number 12, the Suffield case, 21-695.
You're the only one, doesn't matter.
Good morning, Chief. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Chief James Cannon, C-A-N-O-N, Suffield Police Department.
Okay, is there by any chance the appellant here on, I apologize, 21-695, it is a Suffield case. It is now 10:47. It does not appear that the appellant is here today. I will accordingly entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we find in favor of the issuing authority in this matter due to the appellant's failure to appear for the hearing this morning.
Okay, we have a motion by the chief.
Second.
Second by the colonel. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Chief, you're all set. Thank you.
That was easy.
Okay, case number 10. That's a Brookfield case, 21-472. Chief, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Chief John Puglisi, P-U-G-L-I-S-I, Brookfield Police.
Thank you, Chief. You're entitled to a brief opening statement if you'd like. You don't have to. You can if you want, but if you don't want, Mr. Appellant, would you like to make an opening statement? No?
No.
Okay. All right. Chief, you may proceed with your case.
The appellant was denied based on the charge out of New York for criminal possession of a controlled substance, seventh degree. He also, in the application, said he had a previous denial out of the town of New Fairfield. This was my predecessor's denial.
Do you still concur with the denial?
Yes, based on
because it's your call now.
Yes.
Sir, do you have any questions of the chief?
For the denial. You agree with everything that's considering it's been quite some years and ever since that incident. A lot has changed.
I agree with my predecessor's denial on the conviction and the appellant's application of a previous denial out of another town. So.
That was for the same. I was living in New Fairfield at that time.
Sir, if you could limit yourself to asking questions. Now you will have a chance to talk to us in a minute. But do you have any other questions of the chief? Does the board have questions of the chief?
I guess could you explain the charge? Because on the issuing authority questionnaire, it says criminal conviction disqualification 21A279C, and I don't see that.
Under that criminal conviction in Connecticut, the statute in Connecticut, the actual statute for New York, where I guess this arrest was. A plea of guilty for the possession of a controlled substance, 7th.
All right. So he does not have a Connecticut conviction?
No.
Okay. There's actually a recent court case on that, that the Connecticut conviction has to be, or the disqualifier has to be that specific statute in Connecticut, not a similar statute in another state.
Okay.
You can proceed on suitability, but it's not an automatic disqualifier based on the conviction in New York. Okay?
I had another question. If I went through the materials provided correctly, there seemed to be another conviction in February of 2014, possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell in the 5th in New York. Is that
so? That was a charge. I don't believe there was a conviction on that.
Okay.
Right. I think that was a felony charge, and ultimately it was the 7th degree that you mentioned, I think.
Oh, okay.
I believe. But I'll let him say it. I don't want to get it wrong.
According to New York records and the IEEE, it appears as though the appellant only pled guilty to the misdemeanor charge.
Other questions?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Does anyone else have a question, Chief?
No.
Do you have any details on the nature and circumstances surrounding that arrest and conviction, what he was doing? Because obviously it was a felony at first. And how much was involved? Who was he selling to? Was it an undercover thing? Any details that you
present? I do not have any of those details, no.
All right, thank you.
I meant to ask, sir, do you live in Brookfield?
Yes.
All right. Chief, do you have any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
You may proceed with your case, sir.
Okay. So that charge, it was an intent to sell. I pleaded guilty for his personal use. I did, it got dropped to a misdemeanor. I did everything that I was supposed to do. My classes, my 3 years probation, I was let off a year early. Good behavior. Since then, I maintained a residence in Brookfield, bought a home, got married, started a family. I maintained the same job for the last 11 years. I help out with the Bethel Fishing Game, of the events that they held. They held. I have some reference letters that I sent in from the president of that, and I also have another reference letter for my work. And he's my former boss. He's actually a retired correction officer from New York City. I mean, since that incident, you know, I was young, stupid, shouldn't have been doing what I was doing. Definitely learned from my mistakes, did whatever I had to do, continued to do that, and try to better myself since then. And, that's where I'm standing right now.
Credit, sir?
Yeah, I think so.
Chief, do you have any questions of the appellant?
I do not.
Does the board have any questions of the appellant?
I'd like to know about the arrest and what you did.
Yeah.
We're not so concerned about what happened in court. I want to know what you did.
I was in a Stop and Shop parking lot, and they were watching a bar that was actually selling drugs out of, supposedly. So they were sitting in the parking lot already, apparently. And I pulled up to meet somebody to get something. And
wait a second. Meet somebody to get something. What were you going to get at the bar that sells drugs?
So I met up with a friend that was selling me some Xanax. And from there, must have saw the exchange, and all of a sudden, I got blindsided by, you know, a bunch of cars just surrounded us, undercover cars, and it got taken by surprise, and they thought we were part of, I guess, this ongoing situation at this bar, and it wasn't. It was just happened to be wrong place, wrong time, considering the fact that I shouldn't have been doing what I was doing anyway. But that's how that happened, and then they thought it was intent to sell, but I was buying for personal use, and that's.
What were you buying? Xanax?
Yes. And they thought it was cocaine and OxyContin, because that's what they were selling out of this bar. That's what they were there for. But it just happened to be, I pulled up to probably the worst spot to do that, but at that time.
How much did you have on you when they stopped you? Because they charged you with intent to sell.
Yes, I know that. But I think it was like 90 pills or something like that.
Is that what you just bought?
Huh?
Is that what you just
yes.
bought, or were you selling it to the bar?
No. I just bought that. A friend had a prescription, and he sold me part of his prescription. And that's how that's exactly what was going on there.
When was the last time you used Xanax?
Since then.
That day?
Pretty much.
When was the last time you smoked any marijuana?
In the last couple of years.
That could be yesterday.
I would say 8 months ago.
How often in the last year have you smoked marijuana?
About 8 months ago.
Just once?
Yeah, in the last.
Trying to get an idea of your use. Your,
yeah,
your
no,
drug
in, the last, in the last year, I would say.
Just once in the last year?
Yeah.
How about alcohol?
On the last weekend?
Yeah.
At dinner?
How would you describe your drinking?
Oh, no. Maybe, once a week or the weekends things.
Has alcohol ever been a problem for you?
No, absolutely not.
You wrote on your application you had a 2009 DUI?
Yes,
that was a problem.
Well, when I say problem, I don't have like an addiction problem with that. But, mm-hmm. It was just another incident of me being young and stupid.
How old are you now?
34.
In 2014, for this drug arrest, you were?
26.
All right, I don't have any other. Thank you.
Other questions by the board? Did you go to any drug treatment?
Yes, that was part of the court mandate.
Case?
Yes. And after that, after I finished those classes, I started my 3 years probation, and then after that. I was let off early, like I said, and
then. Do they test you as part of your probation?
Yes.
For the use of Xanax?
No, in my classes they did. I got tested weekly for my classes, yes. And then I was on phone call probation since it was New York and Connecticut. But I did my classes in New York, though.
How did the Xanax use start?
Experimenting, I guess. It was really just, out of, curiosity. Other people, doing it. And kind of got out of control for a little bit there, but definitely took a hand on that. And it was definitely not a good slope that I was going down.
What was your usage like?
As far as how much?
Say on a daily basis.
It wasn't daily. It was a weekly thing, I guess, at a certain point. It wasn't completely out of control, but definitely, obviously, clearly enough to get me in trouble.
How long do you think the 90 pills would have lasted you if you hadn't gotten the arrest?
at least a few months.
A few months?
Yeah, I would say.
Was this your first time buying?
In that, yes. Like that, yes.
Yes. You had never bought Xanax before?
Not, like, not in that quantity, no.
Not in that quantity?
Yeah. I bought a few, you know, a few here and there prior to that, but...
How long, I don't know if I asked it, how long have you been using the Xanax leading up to the arrest?
I would say, 4 months, 6 months, maybe, on and off.
Are you doing any sort of treatment right now?
No.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions based on...
Yeah, just to clarify the issue, the usage issue, did you require any detoxification?
For that?
Mm-hmm.
No, but when I was, when I started my classes, it wasn't, I wasn't, again, I wasn't addicted to it, where I was, you know, had withdrawals from it, and so I really, yeah, I didn't feel 100% great for, you know, a couple of weeks, but then I was fine after that, to be honest.
So you had some minor withdrawal?
Yeah, minor, you know, but nothing to the extent to where I needed treatment, I would say. It was kind of more of just like a passing.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Other questions?
Just may I ask the chief a question?
Sure.
Now that we know it's not a statutory disqualifier, and you've heard the testimony describing the arrest and the circumstances around the arrest, do you still think he's unsuitable?
No.
You do not think he's
unsuitable? I do not.
So you would issue, knowing all that? Is that what you're saying?
If it's not an automatic disqualifier, like you said, then probably not. No.
Probably not. You would issue then?
I would issue.
Thank you.
Other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I do not.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Just so everybody knows, again, I definitely learned from my mistakes, from what I did in the past, and, you know, since then, I've definitely been trying to better myself, and I definitely proved that point to family members, friends, and workers. And again, you know, my wife was a big part of me when I met her to really keep me on track and everything like that. And there's, you know, there's always a grass is always greener on the other side, they say, and you know, it was true in this aspect of in this situation of my younger years of my life. And now, like I said, bought a home, started a family. My son is my priority. I go to work every day. I do what I'm supposed to do, try to help out, like I said, with the fishing game, and become a part of that if everything goes as well here. And I help out with, like I said, the events, you know, the fishing events that they held and the game dinners and stuff like that. And I would appreciate it to everyone to take that in consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Chief, do you have a closing statement?
After speaking with the appellant and some of the interaction he had with my records clerk, I don't know if I could ask that he present the board an apology how he treated my records clerk, but I would appreciate that. There was some issues with the address and some paperwork getting to him originally with the denial, and it was sent to the improper address, then it was sent to the correct address. So we sent the registered letter based on or registered information based on what the board instructed me to do, and I don't think he was very happy with my records clerk and the information that he was given. But I have nothing else to say.
Comments by the board? Okay, Chief Rosenzweig.
The appellant, based on the issuing authority, this decision that he would issue knowing what he knows now.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Attorney Cinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant, but do you want to respond to the chief's concern about your interaction with his clerk?
Yes, I don't really recall me being angry about that situation. What happened was I got two notices to my house. One I got was for the last letter that I got from the Board of Firearms for my court date. I got that, went to the post office, picked that up. Didn't notice that I got another one, and my wife showed me afterward that I thought it was the same one. So she goes, I already picked it up. So that's what that was. And then, so I called because when I called the Board of Firearms, they said that your local police station should have sent you everything by now, or 10 days prior, or whatever it was before that. So then I give him a call, and then she wasn't 100% sure because she wasn't the one that sent it out. So then she put me on hold, and she told me that she sent the letter. So what I did after that, I called the post office, and they told me that she was sitting there waiting. I wasn't angry about this. I was just more flustered, I think, because it was approaching that time and within the time frame that you guys needed all the paperwork that that I was supposed to send in for you.
Do you think you might have sounded a little irritated on the phone?
I don't recall being irritated. Okay. I was just maybe a little concerned, I would say. I wasn't,
Doesn't change my vote, but.
No, I don't. I'm concerned because I'm trying to figure out how, because I remember talking to the secretary and everything seemed to be pretty fine. I was at work and everything was, I don't remember being anything, confrontational there.
Okay. Okay, acting chair votes appellant. If you guys maybe want to discuss that issue so we can have some clarity between the two of you what happened with that. No obligation, but just a suggestion.
Okay.
So the vote is 5-0 in favor of the appellant. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.